Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, Sky 5 over the scene of an overturned truck on the north side of Raleigh. I'll show you how to get around the delays.
And gray skies showing up across our viewing area. Not a lot of rain today, but we definitely have more coming as we get closer to the weekend. I'll show you when it will be wettest.
It's been a busy winter for hospitals like UNC Health here dealing with respiratory illnesses. Just ahead, how state health leaders will share new data on the cases that are being treated.
New Hampshire primaries are over and Donald Trump won, but it's not the end for Nikki Haley, where she is now focusing her campaign.
Plus, sports fans are getting some of their questions answered today about mobile sports betting, when they're expecting to be able to place those bets here in North Carolina. A lot of people are wondering that. So we will get to that story coming up for you here on your Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. I bet it's cloudy. I don't even have to look.
I think it is.
Elizabeth's been talking about it all morning. Although our temperatures, they bounced a bunch. And Elizabeth Gardner over there in WR Severe Weather Center right there. See the clouds.
We're going to notice a big difference this afternoon. Temperatures are already warmer than they were this time yesterday. But, yep, a lot of cloud cover. The one thing that we may see today is a couple of places where the clouds are thin, a little sunshine peeks through. We may also see just a couple of sprinkles that roll through. Most of us are just going to see a fairly gray and dry day today with warmer temperatures. 47 is the temperature in the Triangle area right now. It's 47 in Rocky Mount and Wilson, 43 in Roxborough, 53 in Fayetteville, 50 degrees in Southern Pines. And again, these temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. Dual Doppler 5000 radar showing a little sprinkle there between I-85 and I-95 up around Franklin County moving into Halifax County. But I mean, just a teeny tiny sprinkle. I wouldn't necessarily bother taking along your raincoat or umbrella. We'll roll it through lunchtime and on into the evening. A couple of holes in the clouds, but very little green showing up on our map for today. And that'll be the case again tomorrow, at least for most of the day. We climbed to 67 for the high temperature this afternoon. That's well above normal. But of course, we're on our way to 70s the next couple of days. We'll talk about how long that'll last coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we're following breaking news on the north side of Raleigh. An overturned truck there at Falls of Neuse near Old Falls of Neuse Road. I want to take you to live pictures from Sky 5 over the scene, and you can see where that truck is on its side there. It is not directly on Falls of Neuse Road, but we do have some turn lanes that are closed right now as you turn on to Old Falls. So try to avoid that area if you can. At least expect a little bit of a delay as they work to get that cleared. We do know that Raleigh 911 originally dispatched this as a crash with injuries. We're still working to learn more about the condition of anyone involved in that truck and in that overturned situation there. We'll have an update for you coming up a little bit later on. I want to take you to South Raleigh right now, where we're watching a crash on Tryon Road around Tryon Pines Drive. This is affecting westbound traffic heading away from Fairway Drive and Wilmington Street back toward Lake Wheeler Road. Seeing a little bit of a delay in that area. Apparently some lanes are blocked. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we are watching traffic building right now on 540 westbound from Lewisburg Road out toward Falls of Neuse Road. On the southeast side of Raleigh, an earlier crash on New Hope Road at Amarosa Street, just north of the Rock Quarry Road intersection. Still in the clearing stages, still seeing a little bit of a delay, though, in that area. Also watching this earlier crash on 885 southbound between Cornwallis Road and I-40. Looks like the crash is largely cleared, but we are still seeing some lingering delays on 885 in that area. Taking a look at the latest updates on the sensors, about a four-minute delay on the southbound side, although it looks like around the crash site itself that's cleared. Most of the delays are there at the 147 merge. And on the northbound side of 885 right now, about a six-minute backup from I-40 up toward the TW Alexander Drive area. And in Henderson, we still have that section of Andrews Avenue or Highway 39 closed at Clark Street after an earlier crash. Sky 5 is going to check that out. If you're getting in the car right now, listen to WRAL News Plus on the radio live at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. Another traffic update coming up in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news in Zebulon this morning. A family is okay after a fire broke out in their home just before 6 o'clock this morning. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker showing you the damage to the front room caused by that fire. The home is on Glen Street, not far from Arundel Avenue. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Investigators are working to determine a cause.
Police cleared a scene on Six Forks Road in Midtown Raleigh early this morning after a person was hurt in a stabbing. It happened near the intersection of Industrial Drive and Six Forks around 9 last night. At least a dozen Raleigh police officers were on that scene until the early hours this morning. They made an arrest in the Midtown East Plaza shopping center right there, and several streets around that area were blocked off while police investigated the scene. The person who was stabbed was seriously injured. We're working to find out the name of the person who was arrested.
March Madness is closer than you think, and today we will officially learn if sports fans will be able to place their bets during the big tournament. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is at PNC Arena this morning. Kelsey, a long time coming. Fans could place mobile sports bets in the next few weeks.
Michelle, this is the moment that a lot of North Carolina sports fans have been waiting for. And Canes fans, you all really need to gear up because the team has already announced a partnership with a sports betting company. And plans for legal sports betting in North Carolina have already been in the works. But today, the state's lottery commission will decide what day people can actually start doing it. The commission says mobile sports betting will launch before in-person sports betting. And some of you football fans out there may be ready to make your bets before the end of the NFL season. But I do have some bad news. It looks like this won't be legal until after the Super Bowl is over, but it is expected to be legal by March Madness. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Donald Trump is declaring the race for the Republican presidential nomination over after his win in New Hampshire. He won with about 54% of the vote. Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race, though, and she is turning her focus now to South Carolina, a state where she used to be the governor. With his win, Trump becomes the first Republican candidate to sweep contested races in Iowa and New Hampshire since the states began leading the way in 1976. In his victory speech, Trump blasted Haley.
And just a little note to Nikki, she's not going to win. She's not going to win. But if she did, she would be under investigation by those people in 15 minutes.
New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation.
NBC News exit polling shows Haley did well among independents in New Hampshire. The South Carolina primary is February 24th.
President Biden won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire despite not being on the ballot. Biden won as a write-in candidate over 21 candidates who were listed. New Hampshire's primary is not officially sanctioned by the Democratic Party, which is why Biden wasn't listed. The win is purely symbolic as the state will not send any nominating delegates to the Democratic convention.
The holiday season is well behind us, and a lot of the sickness that came with those gatherings is slowing down. The number of people being admitted to Triangle hospitals for respiratory illnesses is trending down. WRL's Laura Levine is at UNC Rex Hospital this morning. Today, we expect to get an update on those numbers, the COVID, flu, RSV cases around the state. Laura?
The last time we were here at UNC Rex, about a month ago, we heard from health officials sharing those concerns of being overwhelmed by the number of cases of respiratory illnesses. Today, we are expecting to hear from state health leaders to get a number of how many people are fighting illnesses. I can tell you, we did check back in with those local hospitals who share they are seeing less people compared to earlier this year. Check out some of the data that we have received. As of yesterday, Duke Health still had 45 COVID patients, the same number as 2 weeks ago. But flu hospitalizations went down 67%, with 21 patients now being treated. UNC Health saw decreases across all three respiratory illnesses. The biggest was in flu, with a 70% drop in cases and only 8 patients at the start of this week. Wake Med only reported a slight increase in RSV cases, with just 2 additional patients hospitalized over the past 2 weeks. However, Monday was the highest for flu cases in a single day within the past week, with 60 positive flu tests. The highest day for COVID tests within the past week was last on Friday with 70. So we will get a better idea once we hear from those state health leaders releasing that data later this afternoon. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
And new this morning, in a new report, the American Lung Association is calling out the Biden administration for dragging its feet on a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes and cigars. The association's annual State of Tobacco Control report is out today. It says failing to finalize the menthol ban will result in more death and disease, especially among black smokers. The FDA sent final rules on the issue to the White House for review back in October. A timetable for the final menthol rule released last month indicates it would be decided in March.
And the American Lung Association gave North Carolina low marks in that report. The state scored Fs in the funding for state tobacco prevention programs, strength of smoke-free workplace laws, level of state tobacco taxes, and ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products.
10 minutes after 8, and coming up, a huge gas explosion in Mongolia's capital left 6 people dead and others hurt. We'll tell you how many people it took to get that fire under control.
Plus, Boeing's CEO is headed to Capitol Hill today to meet with lawmakers after scary moments in the sky. Now 737 MAX 9s are having to be grounded for inspection. We'll tell you the impacts.
And we can see a few sprinkles today, but our chances for rain go up, especially late on Friday and into the day Saturday. I'll show you when it looks wettest and how much we could see this weekend coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Your Wednesday morning. This is a live look at North Hills. Good morning to you as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Little glimmer of light off in the distance. It'll be few and far between to catch that glimpse with all the clouds that'll be out there today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, gray skies again today like we saw yesterday, and we'll likely see that again for the next several days. Maybe we'll start to clear out by late Sunday. That's a long time from now. We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. You know, here and there we have these tiny little blobs of green that keep popping up, but we're not going to see any widespread rain for today. Most of us will end up staying dry. You may be tempted to hit the golf course this afternoon as our temperatures climb into the upper 60s. But we're looking at 70s on Thursday and Friday, but we also have an increasing chance for rain. So we'll go over when you should expect that coming up. 47 right now. Our dew point is 40. And so that just means that we're seeing an increasing amount of moisture in the atmosphere. Our temperatures by lunchtime are at almost 60 degrees. And I love this sunset that Scott Hahnstetter caught in New Bern yesterday. We're struggling to see pretty sunsets right now because of all the cloud cover. So thanks to our weather watcher there for sending that in. If you would like to send us your photos, go to our website, WRL.com, and search Weather Watcher, and it'll show you how to upload it, and we'll put it on TV. Future cast showing gray skies for today. A little bit of green pops up here and there, but not enough to, I think, even bother taking along your raincoat or your umbrella. This is 5 p.m. We'll continue to roll it on ahead through 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and we just look like we'll be fairly dry. Our rain chances go up only slightly for tomorrow at 30%. Friday, 40%. It's likely to be late in the day and overnight, and then Saturday, same story, late in the day Saturday and overnight, and then it pushes out about halfway through the day on Sunday. Temperatures right now, 50 in Goldsboro, 47 Durham, 44 South Hill, 53 down in Fayetteville and Clinton. Temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. This afternoon, 67 in Raleigh, 65 in Durham, 70 in Fayetteville. I have a feeling that a lot of folks are going to be outside enjoying some of this warm weather since it was so cold last weekend. You can see the yellow and red color contours. That's where temperatures are above normal. It stays that way until we get into early next week, and then temperatures will settle back down to normal. Normal is in the low 50s right now. We'll hit 73 on Thursday and Friday, but we still won't quite get to the record. The record for both days is 78, and we're looking at highs both days at 73. But we might see some record warm overnight lows. Thursday morning, 59, and the record is 59. Friday morning, 63, but the record is 61. So Friday morning, we could see a record warm morning low. After that, we're looking at, again, some showers Saturday. We're a little drier on Sunday, and then cooler for early next week with highs back into the 50s. Brian?
Elizabeth, brand new at 8:16. We do have a crash on the north side of Raleigh now on 540 westbound, right around the Falls of Neuse Road interchange. It's between Falls and Honeycutt there. You can see the delays on 540 west begin around the Lewisburg Road area through Capitol Boulevard and on out toward Falls of Neuse. Also seeing some heavy ramp delays on southbound Falls beginning before you get to Durant Road. So a mess there on the north side of Raleigh. If you can pick up 540 westbound from Six Forks Road, you'll be on the other side of all this. But that one back up there from Lewisburg Road out to Falls now adding up to about a 24-minute delay. So try to avoid picking up 540 from Lewisburg or Capitol. And we'll let you know when all that gets cleared up. If you're getting ready to leave right now, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Wake County. Still have that overturned dump truck up at Falls of Neuse at Old Falls of Neuse Road. It looks like the delays are easing up a little bit. Just look out for police activity, and some of the turn lanes are blocked in that area. On the south side of Raleigh, we still have that crash on Tryon Road around Tryon Pines Drive. The delays also appear to be easing here in the past few minutes. Looking at a little bit of congestion building now on 40 westbound from the Wade Avenue interchange out to Harrison Avenue and in Durham right now. Still a little sluggish on that northbound side of 885 between TW Alexander and Ellis Road. About a 5-minute delay showing up on sensors.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, an NC State Wolf Alert. Campus police reporting a burglary happened at Wood Residence Hall A with the help of Google Maps. Let me give you some perspective as to where we're talking about. That's Wood Residence Hall A. That's B. This happened in Residence Hall A, right next to Western Boulevard. The students in the suite said when they woke up, the person who got in through an unlocked window in the common area apparently got spooked and left the scene, reportedly on a bicycle heading toward downtown. Of course, this is Western Boulevard heading that way. No one was hurt. No word yet on what was taken from the suite. We'll, of course, keep you updated here in the WRAL Live Center.
Glad nobody was hurt. Thanks, Ken. We are working to learn more this morning about a shooting outside a Garner Walmart that left one person dead. Police say the shooting happened in the parking lot near the entrance of the store on Fayetteville Road just after 6 o'clock last night. The person who was shot died at the hospital. Police have taken one person into custody in connection with that shooting. We spoke with a Walmart employee about the moments after that shooting happened.
It's pretty strange, you know, when I was walking around, the store was completely empty and then coming out and then seeing all the cops and then, the tape and all that.
And police say this was an isolated incident and there is no threat to the community. It's unclear at this time whether the shooter and the victim knew each other.
People in Apex are remembering the lives of two women killed in a neighborhood shooting last week. Gabrielle Raymond and Nancy Taylor. This week's town council meeting began with a solemn moment to honor the two women.
If you would, please join us in a moment of silence.
We begin by calling. The town's chaplain offered a prayer following that moment of silence. Framed pictures of the two women were on the council's podium during the meeting. There was no mention of Harry Hardman, the 37-year-old who is charged with killing Raymond and Taylor in the Southwalk community January 15th. Those who were there chose to focus on the women whose lives were tragically cut short.
We are a small community. I consider us small, even though we are still continuing to grow. But one thing about our community, we know how to be resilient. We know how to support each other, and we rally around each other in good times and then not so good times.
Police are still working to determine a motive for the killings.
The man accused of shooting and injuring a man in Holly Springs, Ting Park, is being held at the Wake County Detention Center this morning. This is video from the scene on Monday. Police say the suspect and the man who was injured arranged to meet at the park to settle a dispute. Investigators say 21-year-old Jose Manuel Hernandez Rodriguez assaulted the man and shot through the passenger side of the window before leaving. The man who was shot is in the hospital. Rodriguez was arrested yesterday.
Breaking news out of Mongolia. Six people are dead after a huge gas explosion. This video shows that large blast from a truck carrying 60 tons of liquefied natural gas. It happened in the capital city of Mongolia, and emergency crews there say six people, including three firefighters, were killed. 11 others were injured. Mongolia's emergency management office says more than 600 firefighters and 100 vehicles eventually were needed to put the fire out.
Over the next few days, you'll likely see teams of people canvassing around Durham. They're part of the annual point in time count, working to identify how many people in the city are experiencing homelessness. In order to secure funding to support outreach and community assistance programs, those groups must first know how many people they serve. 120 people are expected to volunteer this year.
A vigil for students who died during this school year is happening tonight at Smithfield Selma High School, including all four teens who were killed in a crash earlier this week in Johnston County. The event is happening tonight at 6 o'clock on the school's football field. A group of North Carolina policymakers, activists, and community members will meet today to talk about ways to improve the state's criminal justice system. The Task Force for Racial Equity and Criminal Justice has a planned meeting scheduled today, 10 to 1. Governor Roy Cooper formed the task force in 2020. It's led by Attorney General Josh Stein and State Supreme Court Justice Anita Earls. And more fallout from Boeing's manufacturing and safety issues. Today, CEO Dave Calhoun will be meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. And then tomorrow, the company plans to temporarily halt production at the facility in Washington State where the MAX 9 jets are built. We're also hearing from one of Boeing's most loyal customers, Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci. He is expressing anger and sorrow over the scary January 5th incident when a door blew out of an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 jet.
It makes you mad. Tom, it makes you mad that we're finding issues like that on brand new airplanes.
Minicucci says that some of the seven open seats on that flight were near the door plug that blew off. And he says there was a guardian angel on that flight. Because the FAA grounded all 737 MAX 9s for inspection, Alaska and United, the main carriers for that fleet, are having to cancel hundreds of flights a day.
Your Valentine's Day date may be expecting you to spend big bucks on them this year. A new survey is showing Americans expect their significant other to spend an average of $158 on gifts this Valentine's Day. 21% of people said they also feel obligated to spend more than they can afford. Another survey shows that the average cost for Valentine's Day dinner could cost nearly $150. Well, coming up, Barbie scored 8 Oscar nominations, but some are not so happy with 2 major snubs, including the film's actors. Coming up, Ryan Gosling's reactions to Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig's nomination snubs.
Plus, Six Forks Road is back open after a man stabbed another man overnight. What we know about that scene.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Busy road out there, busy morning out there on the roads, I should say. Brian Schrader tracking a couple backups.
The biggest backup right now in the Triangle is on 540 westbound with a crash right around the Falls of Neuse Road interchange. Heavy delays from Lewisburg Road out to Falls of Neuse, adding about 23 minutes to your commute this morning. If you can pick up 540 westbound from Falls or Six Forks, you'll be in good shape. We're going to take you up to Henderson. Breaking news this morning. Sky 5 over the scene of an earlier crash that has closed a section of Highway 39 or Andrews Avenue near Clark Street. You can see where that vehicle took out that utility pole in that earlier crash, and they are working to repair that. DOT says this may not be open till 1 o'clock this afternoon, so expect a detour there in the central part of Henderson.
Elizabeth. Lots of cloud cover out there right now. Temperatures are noticeably warmer than they were this time yesterday. Look at that, 47 Wilson and Durham. It's already 53 in Fayetteville. There might be a few thin spots in the clouds today with a peak of sunshine on and off. There could also be a quick sprinkle. But the amount of rain that we would see today, minimal. Temperature 53 in Fayetteville, 46 in Tarboro, 52 in Irwin, 47 in Rocky Mount. Heading out to walk the dog this morning, not nearly as cold as it was yesterday. And this afternoon, even if you're walking the dog between 5 and 6, temperatures are still in the low 60s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Today, North Carolina sports fans waiting to place that first legal bet will learn when they can. The North Carolina Lottery Commission is expected to vote on a start date for mobile sports betting. It's expected to be legal before March Madness begins. Next on Fox 50, a look into the slowdown of people being hospitalized with respiratory illness in the area. And next on Today, Austin Butler and Colin Turner are live in studio to talk about their latest World War II series, Masters of the Air.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30, Sky 5 over the scene of a crash in Henderson that has closed a major road. I'll show you how to get around this mess.
And it's a milder start this morning. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s. We're about to move into much warmer temperatures near record highs tomorrow. I'll show you coming up.
Today, we'll find out when mobile sports betting will be legal here in North Carolina. Coming up, more on the timeline for that start date.
Plus, changes to downtown Raleigh security having an impact on the safety in that area. We will hear from Raleigh Police Chief on the changes she's seen in just the past few months. So glad you're making us part of the early portion of your Wednesday, albeit a cloudy start
here. Bit.
I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking a warm-up for sure. She has a look over Southern Pines. No golfers out there yet, but I think we might see a couple. It's good golf weather.
Yeah, I feel like people are going to look at these temperatures and be flocking outside, especially here to Longleaf Golf and Family Club. But it is maybe a little bit early for that this morning. 47 is our current temperature, which is cool for sure, but definitely warmer than we've we've seen the last several mornings. 53 right now in Clinton. It's 50 in Goldsboro and in Southern Pines, 45 in South Hill, and 43 in Roxboro. Temperatures running about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. And we'll see the same thing this afternoon, about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday afternoon. We've had a couple of sprinkles roll through, really not seeing anything on the radar right now. And we'll see very little rain today. Take a look at Futurecast. Lots of cloud cover, and there'll be maybe a sprinkle or two that pops up, especially near the Virginia line, but nothing that's going to last long, nothing that'll measure in the rain gauges. It'll be quick if you happen to see it. Our temperatures climb into the 60-degree range around lunchtime, and then mid and upper 60s for this afternoon. We do have increasing chances for rain as our temperatures continue to climb. I'll show you when it looks wettest. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now. We're following breaking news with two crashes causing some pretty big disruptions. First of all, on the north side of Raleigh, we still have that crash on 540 westbound around the Falls of Neuse Road interchange. Backups begin before you get to Lewisburg Road, but just that stretch from Lewisburg through Capitol and Falls of Neuse, it's about a 25-minute backup right now, so some huge delays out there. Try to pick up 540 westbound from Six Forks Creedmoor Road. That'll put you well on the other side of those delays. Also, we're following some breaking news in Henderson. I want to take you live to Sky 5 over Highway 39 or Andrews Avenue at Clark Street, where they are working to clear this earlier crash. It looks like that vehicle crashed into a utility pole, and you see the repair continues to get that utility pole repaired, replaced, and get those wires restrung there. We're going to get some more details about the crash itself. No word at this point about injuries, but we do know that Highway 39 or Andrews Avenue closed at Clark Street and likely will be closed for the rest of the morning. DOT says it may not open until early afternoon. So think about an alternate route. East Avenue probably is going to be your best alternate. Traffic volume right now is light enough that you could hop over one block to east and get on the other side of that closure there in the downtown part of Henderson. Elsewhere around the triangle this morning, we're watching some of the usual delays on 440 westbound between New Bern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard, and then from Glenwood Avenue down toward the Wade Avenue interchange. Also still seeing a little bit of a backup on the northbound side of 885 between I-40 and Cornwallis Road.
Breaking news we're following out of Zebulon. A family is okay after a fire broke out in their home just before 6 a.m. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing you the damage to the front room in that house caused by that fire. This home is on Glen Street, not far from Arundel Avenue. No one was hurt. Investigators are trying to determine how that fire started.
And police cleared a scene on Six Forks Road in Midtown Raleigh earlier this morning after a person was hurt in a stabbing. It happened near the intersection of Industrial Drive around 9 o'clock last night. At least a dozen Raleigh police officers were on scene until the early hours of the morning. They made an arrest in the Midtown East Plaza shopping center. Multiple streets in the area were blocked off while police investigated. One person has serious injuries. We are working to find out the name of the person who was arrested.
Happening today, sports fans have been waiting a while for this, and today we will find out when they can play the first place, their first mobile bets in the state. Lottery Commission is expected to make that announcement in just a few hours. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains fans may be able to place those bets in time for March Madness.
This is the moment a lot of North Carolina sports fans have been waiting for. And Canes fans, you all really need to get ready because they've already announced a partnership with a sports betting company. Plans for legal sports betting in North Carolina have already been in the works. But today, the state's lottery commission will decide what day people can actually start doing it. The commission says mobile sports betting will launch before in-person sports betting. Some of you football fans may be trying to put in some bets before the end of the NFL season. I do have some bad news. It looks like sports betting won't be legal here in North Carolina until after the Super Bowl, but it is expected to be legal by March Madness. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
The number of people being admitted to Triangle hospitals for respiratory illnesses is going down. That includes the flu, RSV, and COVID-19. WRL's Laura Levine shares more about the update from state health officials that tells us how these viruses are spreading.
The last time we were here at UNC Rex, about a month ago, we heard from health officials sharing those concerns of being overwhelmed by the number of cases of respiratory illnesses. Today, we are expecting to hear from state health leaders to get a number of how many people are fighting illnesses. I can tell you, we did check back in with those local hospitals who share they are seeing less people compared to earlier this year. Check out some of the data that we have received. As of yesterday, Duke Health still had 45 COVID patients, the same same number as 2 weeks ago. But flu hospitalizations went down 67%, with 21 patients now being treated. UNC Health saw decreases across all three respiratory illnesses. The biggest was in flu, with a 70% drop in cases and only 8 patients at the start of this week. Wake Med only reported a slight increase in RSV cases, with just 2 additional patients hospitalized over the past 2 weeks. However, Monday was the highest for flu cases in a single day within the past week, with 60 positive flu tests. The highest day for COVID tests within the past week was on Friday with 70. So we will get a better idea of how this looks on a broader scale when that data is released this afternoon. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Donald Trump is declaring the race for the Republican presidential nomination over after his win in New Hampshire. He won with about 54% of the vote. But Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race, and she is turning her focus to South Carolina, the state where she used to be the governor. With this win, Trump becomes the first Republican candidate to sweep contested races in Iowa and New Hampshire since the states began leading the map in 1976. NBC News exit polling shows Haley did well among independents in New Hampshire. The South Carolina primary is set for February 24th. And President Biden won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire despite not being on the ballot. Biden won as a write-in candidate over 21 candidates who were listed. New Hampshire's primary is not officially sanctioned by the Democratic Party, which is why Biden was not listed. The win is purely symbolic, as the state will not send any nominating delegates to the Democratic convention.
Today, a state task force is working to keep your kids safe in school. A task force for safer schools will gather for its meeting, first one of the year here in 2024. This morning, they'll do that, and the group includes parents, students, teachers, school administrators, law enforcement, and juvenile justice and mental health professionals. They are expected to talk about new efforts and training to address student mental health and give updates on the status of statewide school safety programs.
An incredible story of survival. A tree crushed this car with a family of 4 inside, including children. They are not from Raleigh, and they are all okay. This happened on US 70 over the weekend while the family was headed to Virginia. Star Smith says she was with her sister, son, and mother driving, and when she noticed the tree was falling, it was too late. Smith says by the grace of God, everyone in that car lived, though the moments right after, she did not think that was the case.
I definitely believe God was protecting us. That's the only thing that makes sense. Like, I literally, when it happened, I thought I was going to open my eyes and I was going to be in heaven, because I literally thought I died.
Wow. This little boy is a Kai Star Smith's son. He says that he climbed his way out from the back seat along with Smith's sister. Everyone was taken to the hospital. But again, my goodness, everybody is okay.
You're a brave little kid there.
Yeah.
Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson says her department is making progress in improving safety downtown. Police have increased their presence and enforcement in the downtown business and nightlife district since September. In the last 3 months of last year, they took more illegal guns off the street and arrested more people for drug violations compared to the same time frame last year.
Our goal is not to arrest our way out of our issues or our problems. Our goal is to make the community as safe as we can make it, and sending a very strong message to those who want to come down to the business core area that we're not going to be tolerant of any illegal or criminal behavior in that area.
Patterson says her department has no plans to back off this increased presence in downtown and Glenwood South. This year, the city is adding more security cameras and upgrading dozens of street lights to make it brighter for people walking around.
Time now, 8:40. Coming up, a cat shelter somehow profiting off of a Buffalo Bills missed field goal. We'll explain why donations are now pouring into the shelter thanks to the kicker, Tyler Bass.
Plus, Netflix password sharing crackdown isn't slowing its subscriber growth. The record number of subscribers the streaming service is getting.
We'll take you live out to Warrenton this morning. Elizabeth will give us the timetable for scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow.
Welcome back. 844 on your Wednesday morning. We are halfway through the week. This is a live look over Wilson. A lot of clouds in the sky today. I think that's going to be the story for today. Once we reach tomorrow, that's when we could see some of that rain move in again. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is going to time that all out for us. Pretty dry for today.
Yeah, today looks pretty dry. We get into a little better chance of a few light showers for tomorrow, but it looks like late Friday and Friday night, late Saturday, Saturday night are going to be the wettest time periods that we'll have. It's gray over Sanford right now, but there are a few peaks of sunshine trying to break out in a few spots. And overwhelmingly, it's going to be another cloudy day like we saw yesterday. Sitting at 47 right now, but we're going to climb to almost 60 by lunchtime, so it'll be a fast warm-up for us out there. We take a look at Futurecast, and again, a little bit of light patchy rain shows up here and there, especially in our northern counties this morning, but it's not going to be anything that's going to measure in the rain gauge. It's just very, very light if you happen to be seeing a sprinkle. The flow coming up from the south, though, gets pretty steady for us, and that allows our temperatures to warm well above normal. So 30% chance for tomorrow, but a little better chance on Friday and Saturday at 40% to 50%. And again, it looks like evening and overnight may be the wettest times both of those days. Right now, it's 45 in Roxborough, 47 Rocky Mount, 53 in Fayetteville, and 50 degrees in Southern Pines. These temperatures are running about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. 67 in Raleigh this afternoon, 65 in Durham, and 70 in Fayetteville. Really warming up. You can see the color contours here in red and turning dark red by Thursday and Friday. Those are the 2 days that we could be close to record highs. Looking at 52 for our normal high, 67 is our forecast for today, 73 for tomorrow and Friday, and then we're back into the 60s on Saturday and Sunday. We're probably not going to quite hit the record. That 73 both Thursday and Friday will be about 5 degrees cooler than the record of 78, so not quite there, but we may see some very warm overnight lows too. Our forecast low on Thursday, which typically happens around 7 a.m. this time of year, is 59, and that is the record. And then for Friday morning, 63 is our forecast, and the record overnight low is 61 in terms of a warm low. So we may see a record warm overnight temperature on Friday morning. 67 for today against 70s. We're back into the 60s on Saturday and Sunday. Late on Sunday, we may begin to clear things out, and we're back to some sunshine on Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures are close to normal. The only day in the next 7 that temperatures will likely be below freezing will be Tuesday morning, Brian.
It is 8:46 right now, Elizabeth. Want to update you about that crash on 540 westbound in North Raleigh. This is right around the Falls of Neuse Road area heading out toward Honeycutt Road. Still looking at about a 22-minute delay overall from the Lewisburg Road interchange out to Capitol Boulevard and at Falls of Neuse. And it looks like we may have a second crash back there a little closer to Capitol. We're going to get some details about that. If you can pick up 540 westbound from the Falls of Neuse Road interchange, you're going to have a little bit of a slowdown heading out towards Six Forks Road. Better yet, try to pick it up from Six Forks or Creedmoor. If you can do that, you're going to be in good shape heading out toward Glenwood Avenue and beyond. It is all clear as soon as you get beyond that crash. Also still tracking that crash up in Henderson. Looked like an SUV went into a utility pole there, and they're working to repair that utility pole. Highway 39 or Andrews Avenue still is closed around Clark Street, and it likely will be closed for the rest of the morning. Still seeing those delays on the north side of 885 from I-40 out toward TW Alexander Drive. Looks like an earlier crash on 87 around New Hope Road has largely cleared. Not seeing any delays right now on 87 southbound, leaving Knightdale heading toward the Beltline.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Nigeria. This is brand new video into our newsroom of his arriving in Nigeria today. This is a follow-up to the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit that happened in Washington, D.C. back in 2022. Secretary Blinken is focusing this four-nation trip to Africa on trade, security, and democracy. Among the items on his agenda, he will visit a digital tech showcase and hear from various entrepreneurs. From Nigeria, Secretary Blinken plans to wrap up his Africa tour in Angola tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Ken. The Durham County District Attorney's Office is getting federal funds to get through the rape kit backlog. The office received more than $1 million as part of the National Sexual Assault Kit Initiative. The 3-year grant funds a full-time prosecutor dedicated to cases where sexual assault evidence kits were not completed but not tested. In 2017, Durham County law enforcement agencies had almost 1,800 untested rape kits. The DA's office says all DNA testing kits in Durham County's possession have been submitted to labs for testing.
Heavy rain in California has made some people get creative with how they get around. One man had to paddle through a flooded street in San Diego. The city got drenched with about half an inch of rain per hour, making it the wettest day on record this month. Firefighters and lifeguards rescued dozens of people from flash floods. The mayor declared a state of emergency, urging people to stay at home and not travel on those flooded roads, even if it's on a paddleboard.
Our teacher of the week has been on the job for a couple years, and he's already making a big impression in the classroom. WREL's Brian Trader heads to Johnston County to honor an elementary educator who loves watching his students grow.
Biography?
Biography.
Real person.
Evan Lemons knows how to get a second grader's attention.
Teach.
But Lemon says this kind of routine is not just about keeping order in the classroom.
The students love kinesthetic motions, and they love putting things, putting motions with words. It also helps them retain information. It helps them build their understanding. What do headings tell us?
Lemons graduated from Appalachian State University, and he's been teaching for 2 years in Johnston County here at Corinth Holders Elementary, home of the Pirates. Lemons says that he loves building relationships with his students.
They're very energetic, and they're very, it's always something new every day. All of the words.
A colleague nominated Lemon, saying that he's dedicated to his students and brings a positive vibe wherever he goes.
I love working at Corinth Holders. Administration is the best. We are the best school in Johnson County, and it's great to be a Pirate.
Hey, you're WREL's Teacher of the Week. Congratulations. Let's clap our hands for Mr. Lemons. Nice to meet you, too.
Near Archer Lodge in Johnston County, I'm Brian Schrader, WREL News.
And if you'd like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WREL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
eBay is joining the list of tech companies laying people off in the first month of 2024. The company's CEO announced it is cutting 1,000 jobs, about 9% of its full-time workforce. eBay's chief says the company's headcount and expenses have outpaced the growth of the business. And eBay is hardly alone with job cuts in the tech industry. Duolingo recently laid off around 10% of its contract workers. Amazon has cut hundreds of jobs, while Google is hinting at layoffs that could be coming in the months ahead. Despite price hikes and a crackdown on password sharing, Netflix subscribers have surged. The company reported it added more than 13 million subscribers in the final 3 months of 2023. That's the largest ever fourth quarter subscriber growth, larger than the projected gains of nearly 9 million. That's what they thought was coming in. That brings the total number of subscribers now to 260 million.
When Oscar nominations were announced yesterday, some Barbie fans were disappointed when the two key women who made it were left out. Both director Greta Gerwig was passed over. Director Greta Gerwig was passed over for Best Director, and Margot Robbie, she was passed over for Best Actress. Robbie's co-star in the movie, actor Ryan Gosling, who played Ken, released a statement that said in part, quote, "There is no Ken without Barbie, and there is no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, the two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film," unquote. Gosling says that he is very disappointed the two were not nominated. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
After a missed kick during Sunday's Bills-Chiefs game, a cat shelter is being showered with donations. Buffalo Bills kicker Tyler Bass is a strong supporter of the 10 Lives Club. It's a no-kill cat shelter in New York. After Bass missed the potential game-tying field goal against the Chiefs, he's gotten a bit of heat from a lot of fans online. The shelter on Facebook said, "We stand with Tyler Bass. Don't bully our friend." In response, thousands of other people have donated $22 each to charity, the amount based on Bass's number two jersey.
Leave our friend alone. You know, he's a person, he's a human, and he doesn't deserve any of the hate that's coming his way. And in fact, he's a great guy who loves cats. So we just wanted to put it out there, you know, don't bully our friend.
That's hardcore up there. So far, donations have totaled more than $150,000. The money will go towards saving many cat lives. 8:53 right now. This Sunday, we will be finding out who is going to the Super Bowl. It starts with the AFC Championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs take on the Baltimore Ravens Sunday, 3 o'clock. After that, on Fox 50, the NFC Championship game. Detroit Lions on the road against the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff of that, 6:30 on Fox 50.
All right, we'll see who makes it to the big game. Before we go to break, here's your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.